We're only 10 seconds out now from the 9 p.m. family fireworks. And you can...
Oh, the three,
hear the
two,
countdown.
One. Here we go.
Looks like we're on. The barges have each sent up a little white flare, which is exploding into trios of diadems, those big globes with the different coloured centres. We've got gold, hot pink, green, red. There are also golden fans spouting from the pontoons under the bridge and smaller arcs of colour firing low above the barges. Huge, huge diadems now, layering one on top of the other. Predominantly greens and golds with some purple in there too. They just keep increasing in size and in height, and there's trails of smoke hanging in the air behind them. Oh wow, now we've got glittering puffs of silvery white.
Yeah, the Roman candles are going off as well on the barges themselves.
Oh yeah, down below, lots of bling in the night sky here. There's some colour being added into that silver and gold, some green, some warm orangey gold. Yeah, those really striking Roman candles firing in tall fingers.
Oh, they're amazing.
Up
and look at
the
bridge, Fran. It's all the LED, green LED lights.
Strobing green lights.
Strobing over the bridge.
Over the bridge.
Purples, reds. Amazing.
We've got some, it looks like popping candy in the sky now above the barges. Great popping candy. Purple colours and huge diadems exploding in the sky. Oh, now we've got some red Roman candles and firing up above them. It looks like it's going to be something golden from the look of the trails of those rockets. Long, streaky gold rockets firing up really, really high above the barges and kind of dissipating in little clouds of smoke. There's flashes in the sky and we can just see the tails burning out silver as they fall. On the bridge pontoon, there's just little twinkly lights happening low to the water now without them actually firing anything to mirror the other barges. We've got some big red pom-pom starbursts kind of scattering in the sky above the barges now. They're haphazardly scattering little specks of light through that smoke that's hanging in the air from the earlier fireworks. They're exploding in threes and overlaying each other to the extent it's just like big clusters of sprinkles in the sky.
Oh, look at that sprinkly one. That's like sparklers.
Yeah,
very short-lived.
Short-lived bursts of sparklers above the barges now. And there's, enormous red peonies exploding in clusters above each barge.
That one was huge, Fran.
Yeah, they're just getting bigger and bigger than we've ever seen tonight.
I love those little sparkly ones that just are like glass for like half a second, blink and you miss it.
Some tall Roman candles being fired off the bridge pontoons now.
Not much off the harbour bridge itself, Fran.
No, not
much. It's all off
the
pontoons, isn't it?
Pontoons and barges so far. We've got some green tips to the Roman candles firing off the barges and little scatters of... It's like fairy dust overhead. Some really, really bright white lights now from some tall firing Roman candles. And here above the barges, we've got peonies exploding, but their tails are snaking away, kind of with a little mind of their own.
Are they those horse tails? No.
No, I think it's
they're the multi-break shells?
Yeah, it's like they're alive. They're like little insects snaking away into the sky. We've got some purple strobing lights happening on the bridge now.
Going all the way across the arches and across the road deck, or actually underneath the road deck.
Yeah. Now we've got two-tone peonies exploding.
They'd be diadems, wouldn't they?
There's some diadems now, but there were some that were divided into two colours on either side of the globe before.
Yes, you're right, sorry.
Now we've got some really warm, fiery colours firing up from the barges and in multicoloured starbursts overhead.
I love those little ones that just are really quick shower of light. And they were horsetails then, weren't they? Because they were... were they?
I think they're those palm trees. They're like golden groves of palm trees firing up. The rockets are the stems or the trunks of the palm trees that are being fired from the barges with the large golden canopies above. Rolling Roman candles are firing out a fan shape from the bridge, which forms the trunks of those groves of palm trees. They're getting higher and taller in the sky now.
Look at those amazing Roman candles coming off as well.
Yeah, and as the canopies of the palm trees trail down, they kind of glitter at their tips. A big rocket being sent up through the centre that's exploding into a massive peony. Oh, now we've got some rainbow colours. This could be Lucia's Rainbow Kiss firework candy now. Candy-coloured bursts repeating in the sky, getting higher and higher up from the barges. And... their barges are just throwing out rainbow orbs of light low to the water.
Single little shots almost. Yeah. In slow motion coming up and then falling down into the water. Oh, there's a smiley face.
In fireworks. Coming up from 2D. The bridge pontoon.
Amazing, yeah.
One of those pyrograms like we saw in Welcome to Country. Those rainbow kisses are still bursting in twos and threes high in the sky. And here comes some prongs of white glitter firing up from the barges now and lingering in the air. There's white and gold diadems exploding above and multi-break shells that keep on bursting and layering those white and gold blossoms. We've got pale Roman candles firing with a flash of red at their bases. And above them, now we've got multicoloured bursts up high and trios of reddish pink diadems with orange centres. Huge pom-poms in the sky.
And those searchlights off the bridge just waving through the smoke.
That's quite amazing. We've got more colours joining in now with those pom-poms in the sky, greens and blues, and their centres are lingering on a little after the globes have disappeared.
That was a big one. That was the biggest one we've seen. That was very high.
Huge golden starburst. They're just dwarfing everything else now with crackling centres and puffs of glittery gold lingering on. Roman candles fanning out below in the same colours. And those crackling centres are red now. We've just got clusters of those quintessential firework shapes happening all over above the barges.
Yeah, and the barges, like one in front of the, between the Harbour Bridge and the Opera House is going off now. And that's almost like circular.
Yeah, and there's an amazing rolling Roman candle effect in the bar. It's that red fire hose you were talking about before. It's like it's spraying embers back and forth.
Amazing.
And now we've got the usual fan shape. It's gone white from the Roman candles, only the tips are snaking away into the air like those higher ones did before. More peonies now exploding above like cheerleader pom-poms, and we've got starry pink tips to the fingers of the Roman candles below.
Oh, and red ones coming off the barge right in front of Mrs. Macquarie's chair there.
Yep, the colour palette's changing. Those peonies are exploding in clusters all along the harbour. They're being masked a little by the amount of smoke that they're creating.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of smoke, isn't there? And the barge in front of Barangaroo there, just on the inner side of the harbour bridge, is going off as well.
Yes. Oh, now we've got some falling angels, glittery clouds that are sinking through the air, and they're descending towards arcs. Oh, there's multicoloured glitter being fired off the bridge pontoon. It's all happening at once. There's rockets firing up through the centre. They're bursting into multicoloured breaks, which are crowning those clusters of peonies below and glittery arcs over the barges. But there's something going on wherever you look. The explosions are really intensifying now, so it's almost hard to distinguish one bright globe from another.
Wow. And it just came off the bridge, off the base of the bridge, a whole set
of
flares shooting straight
rolling
out.
Roman candles shooting glitter from the bottom with huge starbursts, a whole galaxy of pale golden and silver starbursts up above.
And the searchlights through the smoke now going up and down all over the place.
A whole lot of golden little crackers being lobbed off the catwalk of the bridge.
Wow.
And it looks like it's fading out. That's the end of the 9 p.m. show.
And I think the crowd is pretty impressed by that, Fran.
Yep, but I guess that's only the end of this part of the show. We've got more to come later. And, in fact, no sooner have those fireworks faded out.
We've got
the Harbour of Light vessels getting all lit up down here in front of us. Just in between the Harbour Bridge and the Opera House, there's a beautiful bay full of Harbour of Light vessels. They're all lit up like skeleton ships. They've got rope lights festooning the outline of their sails.
That is such a good description. It's like skeleton, isn't it?
Their decks.
So they've got like fairy lights all over the outside of them. So this big tall ship that's right in front of us in circular quay in the centre is all lit up.
The tall ship's amazing. They're like white stencil.
Like a ghost ship, yeah.
And then stencil boats on a black background.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're like. And fairies. And yachts, and you just see the outline of them. And through the smoke, it's quite eerie. They do look like ghost ships. There is a total of 57 of these vessels adorned in crystal white light that are gliding across Sydney Harbour right now. They came on just as the fireworks finished. It was quite amazing. From Cockatoo to Garden Island, they begin in three groups, and each vessel using the white rope light to highlight its shape and design. Each group takes off from the harbour one vessel after another in a choreographed parade before coming to rest in Circular Quay and near Garden Island to await the midnight fireworks. So they're going to start moving, Fran.
I guess they have to be choreographed so they don't all collide with each other in all this smoke. But it really has changed the mood from all the colour and pop and crackle in the sky. Now we've got this peaceful, graceful procession of boats gliding across the dark water now.
That tall ship looks like it's going backwards, the one right in front of us. Maybe they've got it stuck in reverse.
It could be part of the choreography, you never know.
It's having gearbox problems at the front here. We'll keep you abreast of that situation. I don't know what's happening there. Do you know what I'm seeing right now, Fran? Is the party that's going on in the skyscraper just over there.
Yeah.
They're having a great time in that penthouse apartment.
I suspect it's one of many happening all around.
They must be very rich.
The front and centre.
Look at their house.
Residential towers.
And they look like they're drinking. Is that champagne they're drinking?
I would hope so.
That makes sense, doesn't
it? It's the right night of the year for it.
And look, you know what I'm seeing also? Just at the Governor's Mansion.
Yes.
Is that what it's called? The Governor,
well,
Government
old,
House.
Old government House. House. Yeah.
Government House. Yeah. That big mansion that's on the point behind the Opera House.
Surrounded by superheroes.
There's all superheroes down there. Little kids that are having a great time. And Deputy Lord Mayor Jess Miller was referring to that earlier. She'd been at that party. 1,000 kids who've come from all over the place. Kids who, have ability issues, yeah.
Yeah, they and their families, so quite a big crowd from what we can see here.
And just lights strobing around, all different colours. They're having a great time. The forecourt of the Opera House, absolutely packed with people. A big concert on down there. If you want to have a visual accompaniment to what we're saying, you might like to put on the television and you'll see that. Oh, there's some fireworks, some rogue ones going off. That looks like they're going... Well, where's that? Over there, above Mossman or something?
Yeah, there's always a few...
Oh, maybe that's
displays.
A private show for the wealthy people on the North Shore. I don't know. Are we meant to be watching? Maybe we should cover our eyes.
Trying to steal the limelight from the Harbour of Light Parade.
And across the road is the Luna Park.
It's still looking magnificent.
And you know that huge Ferris wheel? So, like, there's the big Luna Park with the face and the kind of, you know, the,
yes,
the gate.
That's lit up on any night of the year, but yeah, it just looks particularly festive tonight.
But behind that's the Ferris wheel, and earlier it was all different colours, like rainbow colours.
Yeah.
For the whole same-sex marriage.
Yeah, could well
gay
be.
Gay and lesbian pride thing. So pretty amazing stuff.
And it's right in keeping with the outlines of the ships that are sailing right past it at the moment. So it looks like those ghost ships are sort of part of the Luna Park display. They're all meeting up. The ones from the bay in front of us down here are moving out towards the middle of the harbour to meet the others coming from other parts of
that
the harbour.
That tall ship is now moving forward.
It's moving forward.
It must have got it out of reverse.
Yep, it's got its non-existent engine working.
And there's there must be about 10 there, ferries, one yacht.
The two tribal warrior vessels are in among them. They're distinguished from the others by having some red rope light among their white rope light. And there's some symbols, some motifs that are part of the rope light decorating the tribal warrior vessels. From what I can see, I think it might be turtles that would actually reflect some of the pyrograms that went up during Welcome to Country. There was at least one turtle pyrogram in there too.
Hmm. The ferries that would usually run around the harbour up to Manly and to Double Bay and such are parked, aren't they, just below us?
Yeah, they're getting the night off
They
now.
Must just have the night off. They must be... I suppose maybe feeling a bit sad that they're left out because everyone else has got lights on them. And
there's got to be one or two out there with rope lights on celebrating the Sydney Ferry.
Yeah, there must be.
Traffic is still actually continuing to cross back and forth over the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Oh, yeah, it is too.
Now has fireworks projected on its pylons by the look of it. I'd say there's still elements from this year's creative expression, but they have a very firework kind of shape to them. Lots of multicolours in there too, and the multicoloured lights from that party in the Botanic Gardens are mixing in with all the white rope lights of the skeleton ships sailing across the harbour.
And the moon's back out.
The moon's peeping back out beneath drifting clouds just to add a bit of natural sparkle. And I'd say Lucia, the winner of the Design Your Own Firework competition, is feeling very proud of herself somewhere down there in the Lord Mayor's party for
it
all those kids.
It was called Rainbow Kiss.
Yes.
And so it was a big puff of different colours, a rainbow, and in the middle a cross
to represent the kiss,
like a kiss, because that's what you write when you're on a text message, you write kiss.
Yes, and as far as she's concerned, she launched that firework by pulling a great big lever in the gardens that was supposed to set off the 9 p.m. family fireworks tonight. So
right,
good on Lucia.
Good on you, Lucia. Well done. Good pulling of the lever, right? Yeah.
Might be starting a career in firework design for her. Who knows?
You know, we didn't see much off the Harbour Bridge or anything off the Opera House, and so we're going to be seeing a lot of that at...
There'll be more of that at midnight. And there always is.
We'll be back at 1:45 midnight, won't we, Fran?
We will.
To bring you all the action.